It's Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. For a Game of Thrones viewing party that's the talk of King's Landing, think atmosphere. Invitations rolled up like scrolls, sealed with wax, and this finishing touch.
A couple black feathers scattered around, though they've been delivered by a raven.
Chelsea Monroe Castle is co-author of the official Game of Thrones companion cookbook, A Feast of Ice and Fire.
I think the key to a successful party is atmosphere. So I suggest candles, banners, a big feast table laden with food.
Sure, you can ply your guests with mulled wine and a roast suckling pig, but why play it safe? Consider wild boar, grilled snake.
We've done jellied eels, a whole pig's head, jellied calf's brain, serranded, soup with frog legs in it.
To munch on, how about some honey-spiced locusts? Though she subbed out locusts for crickets.
I couldn't find anywhere to order locusts, and I wasn't quite dedicated enough to go out and, like, catch grasshoppers with a net.
Now, there are some Game of Thrones-inspired recipes even she's not making.
A swan. I actually looked into getting a swan, and it was about $1,000, which is just more of a grocery bill than I'm willing to foot.
The book and her blog, In at the Crossroads, filled with great ideas for a feast, including more accessible fare, such as trout baked in clay, mutton, and for simple Dornish fare, flatbreads, chickpea paste, purple olives, strong wine. A favorite, honey chickened hand pies.
Been one of the most popular recipes in the cookbook and on the blog. And so this is a mini pie version of that made in muffin tins. So it's just like an easy snack kind of food that everybody can eat. It's pieces of chicken in a sweet and savory kind of sauce. It's got a little pepper, but it's made with honey, apple cider vinegar, and sort of a thick sauce for the pie version. And it's just baked in little pastry shells in a muffin tin. So it's really easy.
There's a roux from flour and butter. The filling also has butter, salt, and dried currant or chopped golden raisins. To drink, she says mulled wine hits the spot. Heat some red wine.
You don't actually let it boil. You can add citrus, orange juice, honey or sugar to taste. Sort of what we think of as kind of warm Christmassy spices like nutmeg and mace and cinnamon, ginger, and things like that.
And don't forget to offer your guests some bread and salt as soon as they arrive so they'll think they're safe. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.